Dear Nobody, what's your take on this whole grit thing?
What do I think about this whole grit thing? By grit thing, I think you are referring to this trend as a determining factor for success in all things, business, social relationships. Grit assumes that if you work hard, that you will get whatever it is you are working for, that your hard work will be rewarded. You know that this is not always the case. Sometimes you work hard for something, you truly deserve it, and yet you never receive it. It may go to other people who don't have any grit at all, that haven't worked hard at all, maybe not even one day in their lives. And so grit, while it may be useful, it's not an answer that solves every problem. Maybe there are a few books that you might purchase in an airport in which grit is celebrated. I am suspect of any fad of self-improvement. People are always looking for a new solution to their present problems, always trying to think of something else that will quickly solve things or explain things to them. And while the idea of grit, of sustained effort over a period of time, appeals, we must recognize that the sudden celebration of grit is not a sustainable proposal. It is a sudden idea built to sell books and to push clicks on viral news articles. Oh, this just in, today we've discovered a new feature that will allow you to succeed in business. Business, it turns out, is all about surprising yourself. Check the new news today. In order to succeed at business, you must read my book, and my book is about one-on-one relationships. Oh, never mind. It's the next week, and now we know that businesses require a new vocabulary. Oh, wait, there's a new thing now in order to succeed, and it's about questions. Asking the right questions. If only if we ask the right questions, then... Oh, wait, never mind. Buy this new book, because businesses actually only succeed when they imitate nature. We should look to bees for our corporate marketing systems and hierarchies. There will always be a new concept that will promise you success. And I would always be skeptical when someone says, I have found a key that unlocks some secret to life. Unless, of course, you are listening to Nobody, and the key to unlocking your life is nothing. Nothing is the key to your happiness. Nothing is the key to your success. Nothing unlocks everything. Nothing is always there. It is not a fad that comes and goes. It can't come and go because it's nothing. I could make a great deal of money selling my books about nothing. I would sell a book, it would have nothing in the pages. You would open it, and each page after page, there would be nothing on them. And by the end, you would have absorbed nothing.
We should look to bees for our corporate marketing systems and hierarchies.